USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials say at least four Americans have died in a terrorist attack on Christian churches in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday. John Miller is a New York City Police Department's Deputy Commissioner of Counterintelligence and Terrorism. He tells CBS This Morning.
What you're looking at is the kind of operation that would take a great deal of organization, a good deal of funding, and more importantly, a fairly large number of people for your average terrorist plot, which increases operational security. How do they run this for so long with so much planning and so many wheels turning
and
without it being found? Exactly, Gail.
President Trump says Herman Cain has asked him not to be nominated for a seat on the Federal Reserve Board. Jenna Bush Hager is pregnant with her third child. She made the announcement on the Today Show today. She's the daughter of former President George W. Bush. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The nation's highest court has agreed to hear a pair of high-profile cases. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The cases involve gay rights and the rights of transgender people in the workplace. The Supreme Court announcing it will decide whether existing civil rights laws ban discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. Federal law does forbid workplace discrimination on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, and national origin, but it does not explicitly apply to LGBT individuals. The pair of cases from New York and Georgia are expected to be argued in the fall.
Presidential hopeful Democratic Senator Cory Booker is spending his Earth Day in Los Angeles, where he's speaking about the importance of tackling the issue of climate change.
My focus is to show that there is a different way we can go, that we can fight these issues, that we can make a nation where, as part of your birthright, you have clean air, clean water, clean soil, and an environment that is nurturing to your well-being and to children's success.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One-time GOP presidential candidate and Fox News contributor Mike Huckabee has clashed with a tweet by CNN's April Ryan after she criticized his daughter, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, on the heels of the Mueller report's release. The controversy started after Ryan called for Sanders' firing in light of special counsel Robert Mueller's claim that Huckabee Sanders misled the media during press briefings. Now, Ryan said there's a lack of credibility and you have to start lopping off heads. To which Mike Huckabee reminded folks.
Well, especially in light of the fact that Sarah Palin got pilloried because she talked about targeting races.
Yeah.
Now, targeting races in politics means that you pick out races that you want to win. But she was said to be trying to incite violence. Then April Ryan, who's supposed to be an objective journalist, this is not objective journalism. How does a person sit there in that space at the White House press room claiming to be a reporter and a journalist, and have such over-the-top opinions about the White House press secretary, who does, yes, happens to be my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, sure, Pop's a little sensitive about it, but I just think that it was outrageous, and CNN, of course, never called her out. Neither did the White House Correspondents Association. That's not the kind of comments that should be celebrated among journalists. It's ridiculous.
Huckabee, the Fox News contributor, was speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.